KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And at 7:08, we have fair skies and 77 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid today with isolated thunderstorms possible this afternoon. A high of 93. There is a heat advisory in effect for most of the listening area until 7 p.m. That heat advisory covers Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties from noon today until 7 p.m. Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties from 11 a.m. today until 9 p.m. We look for heat indices of 105 degrees or more possible. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In Southwest Iowa news, a woman wanted in Harrison County on a warrant for theft in the fifth degree was arrested late Tuesday night in Red Oak. According to Red Oak Police, 31-year-old Lindsay Marie Williams of Omaha was arrested at around 10:40 p.m. She was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. Members of the Atlantic School District's Board of Education will meet in a regular session this evening in the High School Media Center. That begins at 6 o'clock and will be broadcast live via YouTube. Among the action items on their consent agenda is approving the resignations of Cassidy Edwards, middle school special ed teacher, Katie Christensen, freshman girls basketball, bus mechanic Nathan Renz, and food service workers Stephanie Claver and Angela Hillhouse. They'll also approve contract recommendations for several people. You can see those names in the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. The board will then act on a 2021-22 TLC mentor contracts for several individuals. Each mentor receives a $2,500 stipend for a total cost to the district of nearly $32,200. And in other business, the Atlantic School Board will act on a middle school classrooms construction plan for the Achievement Center. That's the alternate education site while the middle school is being cleaned up and reconstructed following the July 27th fire. Iowa has tossed out tens of thousands of expired COVID-19 vaccine doses and could toss out hundreds of thousands more if demand for the vaccine continues to lag in the state. Iowa Department of Public Health spokeswoman Sarah Ekstrom says the state has tossed more than 81,000 doses of the vaccine so far. The department had warned last month the state might have to discard around 217,000 doses by the end of this month unless demand picked up. Officials say they've seen some interest, more interest in the shots recently as the cases have surged over the summer, but demand is still far below what it was in April. The two top Democrats in the Iowa legislature urging Republican Governor Kim Reynolds to order more frequent updates to COVID-related data on the Iowa Department of Public Health website. The agency had been updating data several times a day in the past, but in July they switched to weekly updates on positive COVID test results and COVID patient loads in Iowa hospitals. House Minority Leader Jennifer Converst of Windsor Heights says that makes it harder for parents to make good decisions about sending their kids back to school.
So it makes it very difficult for Iowans to do exactly what she says she expects us to do, which is do the right thing. We can't do it when we don't have good information.
Converst says also as case numbers are increasing and data release is shrinking, it really does send a message that the governor really doesn't want us to know what's happening with COVID in the state of Iowa. A spokeswoman for the Iowa Department of Public Health says at this time, when numbers do not change at the same frequency as in the past, a weekly feed provides an appropriate level of awareness. Senate Minority Leader Zach Walls of Coralville says more timely public information would help Iowans understand the challenges COVID-19 may present.
We all know that especially during a pandemic, when we are seeing misinformation and disinformation, having open and honest and responsive communication is absolutely imperative.
The Public Health Department spokeswoman says the agency will continue to assess its response to ensure that Iowans are equipped with information at a level that is appropriate. School boards across the state are reviewing and revising their diversity and equity policies to comply with a new state law that bans teaching some topics such as people of a particular race are inherently racist. The Waukee School Board approved a revised set of equity standards during their meeting on Monday. Some Waukee parents, like Courtney Collier, opposed the district standards. She said teachers should focus on academics and leave equity to parents.
We do not send our children to Waukee schools to be taught a worldview or a political ideology or a moral compass. That is our job as parents and families.
But other parents, like Michelle Townsend, says the reason for the equity standards is to learn about others.
They do pave the way for students to find a safety, to share their experiences and values, to learn about those of others, and grow in their ability to process both the world around them and their place in it.
The Waukee School Board passed the revised standards on a 5-2 vote. The U.S. Census Bureau is scheduled to release its population data today after more than a four-month delay, and that will be used to help develop new boundaries for Iowa's congressional and legislative districts. The nonpartisan Legislative Services Agency is to produce a series of new district maps within 45 days of getting the data. With this year's delay, the legislature is unlikely to meet the September 1st deadline for approving the plan, but the Iowa Supreme Court has signaled that due to this year's circumstances, it will allow the legislature to keep following the redistricting process beyond September 1st. Also in the news this morning, conservation officers in Iowa have concluded a six-month-long investigation into felony charges and weapons charges and wildlife poaching violations involving a deer hunting party in Johnson and Linn counties. The case began with a turn-in poachers or tip call to conservation officers about a buck deer that was unlawfully shot from the roadway onto private property in northern Johnson County in December of 2020. The ensuing investigation uncovered a variety of deer poaching violations that occurred over several years. Multiple violations occurred in 2020, including hunting out of season, hunting without proper licenses, wanton waste of wildlife, over-limiting, unlawful method of take, tagging and reporting violations, illegal waterfowl hunting, and felon in possession of a firearm. The case resulted in a total of one felony weapons charges, a charge that is 57 hunting-related charges and multiple written warnings to a hunting group made up of four individuals. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.
KJAN News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindemann Tractor, true blue.